There's a fascinating machlekes between Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz and the Chazon Ish, whether the fact that we use a 24-hour period to count our day has a makor in halacha, has a makor in the Torah. And according to Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz, there is absolutely no makor for such an Indian in the Torah. And the Lashon of Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz is that there's no makor in the Mikra, in any part of the Torah, and there's no makor in Gemara. Now, on a simple level, he seems to be saying that even in Shas, you will not find any makor for the Indian of having an hour. The concept of an hour is something that was made up by scientists. It has nothing to do with the Torah. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz. And the only type of hour we find api halacha is shoyz manias, which means that api halacha there are certain zmanim to the day. For instance, the zman of davening shachris is until the end of 4 shoyz manias of the day. The end of the zman kriyashma is 3 shoyz manias into the day, and that is calculated by dividing the time of either hanetzachama till shkia into 12 parts, and then making it divided into 12, and thus calculating the amount of time of an hour. But that's shoyz manis, and that depends on the time of the year. There's no set amount of minutes to that hour. It's not 60 minutes an hour. It's shoyz manis. According to some sheets, you don't calculate using the time of haneitz achama tol shkia. Rather, you use the time of alois shachar till So it's a machlekes exactly how you determine the shoyz manias. But says Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz, in halacha there is no mekor for the concept of hours, of 60-minute hours, of 12 hours for the day, and 24 hours including the day and the night. There's no source in halacha for this, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz. It was made up by Goyim. It was made up without any source. That is the shita of Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz. Now, the truth is that according to Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz, one L'chaira would have many Gemaras very difficult, because many Gemaras actually seem to indicate that there is the concept of an hour, api halacha. And, for instance, we find that the Gemara counts the hours of the day, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends his time. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, that during the first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah. And then the next 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and judges the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to switch from the Kisei HaDin to the Kisei HaRachmim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the world. And then the last 4 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends with the Levyosin. So again, the Gemara is counting the day according to the hours. Now, Pashas, the Gemara is not referring to Shoyz Manias. The Gemara is referring to the hours of the day. And the Gemara is dividing it into 12, seemingly indicating that the Gemara does accept the concept of 12-hour days and specific hours of 60 minutes. So, that is one Gemara. There's another famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara goes through exactly what transpired on the day of creation of Adam HaRishon, how the entire play-by-play occurred in that first fatal day, and what happened during each hour. And the Gemara goes through the different hours of the day and tells us exactly what happened during that hour. One hour he was formed, then this happened, and then this happened, and then Chava was created, etc. The Gemara goes through exactly what occurred during the various hours of that first day. In addition, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Peites, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that he's going to go up to Har Sinai, he's going to receive the Torah, and he's going to come back in 40 days. On day 40, he's going to return during the sixth hour of the day. And the Gemara says that we darshan boishish, that they saw that he wasn't coming in a timely fashion. And the Gemara darshan's bishish, not boishish, bishish, that in the hour of the sixth hour, which he promised to come back, he failed to return. And the truth is, it wasn't really 6 hours. the Satan made it cloudy and made it appear as if it was already the hour number six of the day, and really it wasn't, and then he made it look like Moshe died. But al kapanim, the Gemara seems to be considering the hours of the day in the way that we describe the hours of the day, and it doesn't seem to refer to Shoyz Manius, and nevertheless, it seems to be accepted by the Gemara as axiomatic that there are hours to the day. In Al-Pi Halacha, the hour consists of 60 minutes, and that is something that seems to, in fact, be accepted by Halacha. Again, you have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about the different hours that Chazal used when doing interrogations of Edim. And one of the bdikas was, one of the hakiris was, that we would be choker exactly which day the event occurred that you're testifying about, and which hour during the course of the day. And again, the hour is employed, seemingly not referring to Shoyz Manius, because the aide certainly wouldn't be aware exactly which hour of the Shoyz Manius the event occurred. And nonetheless, it seems to be axiomatic to the Gemara that the hour addressed over here is the hour of the day that we would consider an hour, rather than Shoyz Manius. Now, the truth is that the way some Achroinim bring down Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, he doesn't say necessarily that there is no Gemara in Shas that refers to the hours of the day as an hour as we would consider it. Rather, he says there's no Mikra and there's no Gemara. And some understand that what he's saying is not that there's no Gemara in Shas that indicates that there's a concept of an hour, but rather there's no Gemara, meaning there's no Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There's no Mesorah Mitzam Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai from the Mekor. And rather, even though the Gemara tells us about the concept of an hour, the Gemara is just taking something that the Goyim invented. And the Maisa, it was accepted even by the Yidden to refer to the different 12-hour segments of the day as the 12 hours, and each hour consists and comprises of, and is comprised of 60 minutes. Mamela, the Gemara refers to the different parts of the day as in hours rather than Shoyz Manius. But Avada doesn't mean that it has a Makar in Halacha. There's no Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, there's no Posuk, and it comes from the Goyim, and it's just that it was accepted among society to refer to these different parts of the day as hours. That is the way some Achroin have learned Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. However, the Chaznish fundamentally disagrees, and says the Chaznish, there is in fact a halacha that determines the day being divided into segments of 12 hours, with each hour consisting of 60 minutes. And says the Chaznish, what's the mekor of the concept of an hour? It's a halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That is the shita of the Chaznish, that a halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teaches us the concept of an hour, and the hour consists of 60 minutes, and the mekor that he presents, he actually presents more than one mekor, but one of the mekors that he presents is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei, where the Gemara discusses the various calculations that go into Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Gemara says that there's a Kabbalah that we have that the lunar cycle has its completion at the point of 29 days and a half, 29 and a half days, plus 2/3 of an hour, plus 73 chalokim. Azoi shteit in Gemara. So it's 29 and a half days, plus 2/3 of an hour, plus 73 chalokim. Now, how many chalokim are in 1 hour? 1,080. So there's 1,080 chalokim in each hour. And the Gemara is saying that the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days plus 2/3 of a shah of an hour plus 73 chalokim. So if the entire hour is 1,080 chalokim, then it turns out that 2/3 is 720, And it therefore emerges that the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days plus 793 chalakim. Because you have the 73 chalakim plus the 720, which is the two-thirds of the hour. So it's 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim that creates the completion of the lunar cycle. But Akoponim, says the Chaznish, the concept of an hour you see clearly in the Gemara, as the Gemara is using this as the cheshbon of the completion of the lunar cycle, and Avada, there is a Makor in Halacha, and the source is a Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. Now we should point out that there's a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis that also seems to be mashma, like the Shita of the Chaznish, that there is in fact a source in Halacha, and it comes from the Torah, this idea of having 12 hours comprising and filling out the day. And the Gemara over there talks about the different creations that took place on the first day of Bria's Olam. There were different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world during the first day of creation. And one of the things is Midas Hayoim and Midas Halayla. What is Midas Hayoim and Midas Halayla? Rashi understands this to mean the hours of the day, the different 24-hour periods that fill out the day. And according to Rashi, the Gemara Gufa is saying that the existence of these hours were created on the first day of creation. So again, the Shita of the Chaznish seems to have more of a source in Halacha. But again, the Rabbeinus and Abishans would agree, perhaps, that the Gemara does refer to the concept of hours, and he just holds that there is no Makar in the Torah, there's no Makar in Halacha in Sinai, and it comes from the Goyim, and it just was adopted by society, and therefore the Gemara refers to these hours because society works with these hours when determining the various times of the day.